Thursday and I've escaped my home where it's messy, it's loud, it's dusty. Those guys are still working on my kitchen parquet and upstairs the office, sanding the floorboard, and hopefully they'll be finished today. But I had to be there for 8:30 in the morning to let them in again. And I was going to come in later here to the Lido anyway, because as you probably remember, Brian tipped me off that today from 10 o'clock onwards, the Blue Peter team will be here filming some kind of challenge that the Blue Peter presenters will be doing. So at the moment, it's about 11:15 and the presenters aren't here yet, but a guy who's doing up a contraption and rigging all the stuff in preparation for them to come is here. The good news is that we can still swim, and I have in mind to swim a length and two widths, which I'm sure I'll be able to do. It's very mild, the air temperature, and I think the water is up to about 3.5, maybe even 4 degrees, so that should be all right to do. And the other surprise that I've noticed when I came in is a little bull terrier cross Staffordshire, little 6-month-old puppy is there, or one of the swimmers. Don't quite know who he belongs to, but Brian is holding him at the moment, and he's just a picture. He's just so gorgeous. He's lovely. He's called Rocky. He's about 6 months old, and he's ever so alert. He's on the lead, and he's just too cute looking out for his owner, who has just swam and I think is not in the sauna, but I think having a shower. So I better not go in there now and interrupt, but I will catch her and see who it actually is. But it's a lovely, lovely little dog who's been rescued, I think, from Battersea Dogs Home. And it's just lovely. What else can I tell you? The birds are still singing, the trains are whizzing past. I'm almost ready to get in, do my bit. I'm sure I can manage a length and two widths today. Less of a challenge to put your flip-flops in the right position, because all I have to do is leave them down at the shallow end, at the cubicle side of the pool with the ladies' changing rooms, then run up in my trainers and do almost the same as I did yesterday. So I really look forward to that, and I'll check in again later. There's a bird sitting up here really close to where I am, and I'm not sure if you can hear him. Ah, maybe he's a bit too far away. He's just in the trees above the cubicles where I've just come out. Oh, there he is. It's a red robin. Yeah, lovely. Sun's coming out as well. Well, the other thing is I've done what I said I was going to do, what I set out to do. I've done the length, I've done my two widths, and it was actually beautiful. It was quite easy, I thought. I almost thought I could do another width, but then, of course, the dilemma of the flip-flops kept me off doing it. And I think tomorrow what I'll do is I'll do the same thing again before I then maybe do three widths or even two lengths. You just never know. But after my swim, I went to the sauna and I had a quiet time before Philippa came in, and then shortly after that Liz came in, and we had a beautiful, interesting conversation. It's amazing. They both come from large families. Philippa is one of 6 children and Liz is even one of 7 children, which is amazing. I think I must catch up with them individually again at a different stage to ask them a bit more about their families. It's really fascinating. I'm only one of 2, but I have a great brother who I get along with very well as well, so that's good. And what else do I see? As I said, the sun, and then they're still rigging up for Blue Peter. The presenters haven't arrived. It's 10 to 12 and I really can't hang about much longer. I've got to get home. So I'll probably miss out on that, but probably catch up with the gossip tomorrow from Brian and see what happened with the Blue Peter experience at the Lido.